Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I tell you, the struggle that has taken place in recent years in Benton Harbor is a case in point. One holds a numerous a lesson for the American people. The fight in Benton Harbor is a war. This is no conflict. It's over whether the residents of Benton Harbor and the Americans will have prosperity and clean water or live under the heels of corporate rule. I tell you, we had quite a week. There was a recall hearing of the mayor, Marcus Muhammad. And unfortunately, he lied. Him and the judge, Judge Mayfield, Tyler lady, they all got together and knew what was going on was not true. The recall wording was good. The recall wording was good. They purposely attempted to sabotage the recall hearing. He came in with a document that he knew it was a lie. We now have the document that proves everything that we were saying is true. Man, this guy's a real sleazeball. And listen, if anybody who was around Minister Louis Farrakhan, you need to call him. This guy is an embarrassment. He's an embarrassment to the Nation of Islam. I'm asking you to go get that bow tie from him. That's right. If he have 5 bow ties, get them all. He got no business at all being classified as part of the Nation of Islam. I remember years ago when, the brothers, the Muslim brothers, kept each other in line. I don't know what's happening with this guy. I have no idea what is going on with this guy. Man, he be trying to, somebody, as long as a white butt, to kiss. He don't know whether he want to kiss Fred Upton butt or do he want to kiss Governor Whitmer. And you could tell he's nothing but a butt kisser. It's unfortunate. And this is the same guy who refused to call the fire department when City Hall was on fire. And then he went out. This is really stupid. He went out and tried to blame the Republican Party for his failures. I mean, how stupid do we think people is? That was the dumbest thing I ever heard. They AWOL. No, you was AWOL. I know you probably didn't have the knowledge and the wisdom. I know that. But don't blame somebody else for your own pitfalls. If you don't know something, just say you don't know it. And stop lying. You see, that's the key thing. Every word come out of his mouth is a lie, you know. And you can tell he's lying because his mouth is moving. I mean, why? He got a few followers. That's the people that graduated him. You know, you could tell the people that graduated with him, they think like he do. They don't care about how many children that's been affected by this lead. They don't care about that. They don't care how many children or senior citizens that may have died from this lead. They don't care nothing about that. The only thing they care about is just being out there. One of their classmates became mayor. Well, I tell you, it's no big deal being mayor of Benton Harbor. I'm telling you, I remember, you get 200 votes, you can be mayor here. You can have 25 votes and be a commissioner. But this is where we at today. This is where we at today. You know, they lying, they cheating, they doing everything in their power. Everything in their power to destroy black folks. And then you got black folks destroying black folks. That's right. They believe it's okay. You know, they believe it's okay to destroy black people because most of the time they think black people just don't care. But I can't condemn a person for not knowing. I believe the problem is people just don't know. If you lived in one area all your life, that's all you know. You don't know nothing else. You don't know nothing. That's all you know. You know what happened around this city. And that's it. And this is what I believe have happened here in the city of Benton Harbor. I don't look at these people being dumb and stupid and ignorant. I just look at them as not knowing. You know? How are you going to support somebody who is willing to sacrifice your children and your children's children? How? What kind of black folks we growing up with now? But then let's go back. They just don't know. We're dealing with people who just don't know, and they take advantage of that situation. You see, one thing about white folks, once they see your weakness, they exploit you. Yeah. And then they get them a couple of Negroes to help them. They give them a few dollars underneath the table, you know, a few dollars. And for a few dollars, most of them will even destroy their own mama. Absolutely. Most of them will even destroy their own mother. For a few dollars. Let me say this to my Detroiters friends. How in the world did y'all let Dugan become mayor? How? As a write-in candidate. Unheard of. As a write-in candidate, you allow that white man in Chocolate City to become mayor. And y'all think it's all right. Man, we have a long way to go. We have a long way to go and a short time to get there. And let me say about this Rittenhouse. You see, that didn't come as a surprise to me. See, white folks protect white folks. Black folks protect white folks. Nobody protecting black folks. Nobody. If they can find a way to get you, white folks, they're going to get you. If black folks can find a way to get you, they're going to get you. Black folks. So you up against the wall. You are up against the wall. Rittenhouse, you know, how do you get self-defense shooting somebody in the back? That's impossible, unless you're white. How do you get self-defense shooting? You shoot somebody in the back, that means that they're running away from you. There's no longer a threat to you. How can you get self-defense by shooting somebody in the back? Wow, only in America, huh? If that little punk was black, he'd be getting an electric chair right now. Yeah, he'd be getting an electric chair. If that little punk was black. And here's another thing. We don't know what to do. I know what to do, but you guys don't know what to do. You're so busy kissing up to these folks that that's creating a monster for our children. Somebody needs to tell these people, that that's not the way to do it. Somebody has to take a bullet for the cause. Because the way we're going now, it won't be a lot of us. Oh, they coming. You might see them at every protest now with the AK-15 and AK-47s and what's the other one? They got so many of them. We got to get it together. You know, like I said, don't be shocked what white folks do. Be shocked what you do. If you sit back and let it happen, that's on you. That's on the future of your children. But listen, I got to move on. We got a butt-kissing mayor here. He don't know who butt he want to kiss. As long as it's white, he okay. He love kissing white booties. But listen, I got to bring in my good friend from beautiful, sunny California. And I can tell the weather is good there because it's bad here. Well, it's not really that bad. It's, you know, in the 40s or so, the sun's shining. There's plenty of light. New day is done. You know what I'm saying. Well, let me bring in my good friend, Malak. Malak, talk to me today. I know that you got
something
to say.
Shalom, Pastor Pinkney, and everybody out there that's listening. Shalom, everybody. How y'all doing?
We're doing great, man. We just rocking and rolling here and rolling and rocking, trying to make it happen. And we making sure that we take no prisoners because we know we can't afford to be. So you know how it goes.
Hey,
we
already know you ain't taking no prisoners. And you calling
that's
them
right.
Out, and that's what time it is, though. It's time for us to call out the people that we know that's not leaders to be speaking for us. One thing in our community, you know, we don't look at ourselves as a nation, but everybody else does. And mm-hmm. a good example of that is like when something go wrong, like if a black person do something wrong, they act like we all did it, right? So that just lets you know that they look at us like a nation, but we don't look at ourselves as a nation. So we got to be that nation that rise up together. And we got to have the right people speaking for us. And if we don't have the right person speaking for us, take them bow ties. Go over there and get all them bow ties and them pies. We need the bow ties and the pies. He needs to be a part of
you this. Said let's go pick up them bow ties and the pies all at the same time. Definitely since the holiday is coming up, you know. But look, man, I'm going to say this. I know, see, Minister Fairbairn was at my house when he told this slime ball to run for mayor. And, I know the minister meant well, but I know he's older now, too, you know. But, this guy is ridiculous. He be running around trying to find a booty to kiss. That's how he is. As long as it's white, this guy, and then he really think he done. You can see on his page he got a picture of him taking a picture with the governor. There's a picture on his page where Fred Upton, the state rep, rubbing the back of his head. I ain't got a book.
Man, do we got to put white paint on his face?
Yeah, that's
Sambo?
Huh?
He doing the Sambo on us?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, straight up Sambo. I mean, he's so Sambo-ish. I don't even want him passing my house. That's how I feel. If you gotta pass out, I'm putting a detour up, man. You go around, cause I don't want none of that Samboishness just rubbing off on anybody in this community. I guess you could say he's going for the Sambo of the Year award. but he earned it. Somebody got to go get that them bow ties and them bean ties. Somebody got to do it. I mean, I may have to go over there and knock on that door myself. Say, man, you got to give up them bow ties. It's over for you. You know.
All right, but that's exactly what time it is, man. We ain't got time to be allowing other people to speak for us that we know is not in the rightful position to speak for all of us or even stand up for what we need in our communities and what we need for our families in the future to come, you know. So I admire how hard you go, and then when it's time to call somebody out, you're going to call them out.
Here's something too. Look, when he had a chance to speak for the black folks, the city hall is on fire right now. He won't even call the fire department. Your house is on fire, and you won't call the fire department. You know, and then you want to blame somebody else for your own pitfalls. What kind of crap is that? I know it's all over the country, but this guy got to give up them bow ties. I mean, ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
You know, when I was out there, I talked to one minister. I guess he was trying to be the pastor. I'm going to bust him out right now. This is a long time ago, though. But his whole purpose was to have a house on a hill. He wanted that house. It's a place where everybody put their house up there. So that guy probably trying to do the same thing, burn down his house so he can get a new house and put me up there.
I wouldn't doubt it. You know, you're talking, here's my thing. If you're going to be a true leader, you can't be motivated by money. You know, I'm not motivated by money. I don't care about money, you know. But what I do care about the community and the community being whole. Because a lot of times, see, black folks, they don't really have people that actually willing to care enough because a lot of them won't let them. They won't let you care for them. They don't like you knowing stuff that they don't know. You know, when we filed this petition, you know, we got it from all sides. We got it from black folks. We got it from white folks. We got it from everybody. Mexicans, we got it from everybody. You know, everybody, you know, well, how come y'all know how to do that and we don't, you know? Because maybe you're not as smart as we are. You know, that's a simple thing, Malak. I mean, you know, sometimes people just don't know. You know, if you don't know, I can't call you dumb and stupid because if you can only do what you know. You know, you can't go beyond that. You can only talk about what you know. You see, and I think that's what we need to teach people. Well, listen, that's enough of me talk. I want you to talk. Tell me about you, what's going on with you, and how things going. Because people, I can sit and talk for 2 days, and I know people don't want to hear me for 2 days.
And before I do that, I wanted to bring up what Malcolm X said, since we're talking about Muslims, and what Malcolm X has said, the house Negro and the slave Negro. All of these things are still in place right now. You know, when you get up into the corporate or anything in the world where you're in politics or anything like that, a lot of our people, they turn into that house Negro. And the house Negro, he's real nice and obedient. He ain't threatening in no way. He didn't change his voice and got his tie on, looking all good and harmless, you know what I mean?
You ain't right.
That's
tell
what
me,
they
tell me got his bow. You, I know what you were trying to got his bow tie on. You got to take that bow tie off, though, man. You can't keep that bow tie on. That bow tie got to go. You know, and then bring me those bean pies, too, because you got to get rid of them, buddy. You know you ain't right. You wrong, man. Now, I love my Muslim brothers and you, but you hit me below the belt on that one because that got me.
The
man, oh man, you
bow ties. You gotta put both of them in there.
I know that's right, man. Well, yeah, whatever you feel like talking about, talk about it. Tell us about you.
All right, so what we're doing out here now, we actually created our own social media. I don't know if people is aware or not, but Facebook is about to change their stuff into Meta or something like that, and it's supposed to be a virtual reality, something crazy going on. So a lot of people don't want to be on there no more, so we actually have our own, and it's called QAM 144. And now it's similar to Facebook, but it's better than Facebook, even in the features. You get to put your profile page up. You get to add friends. And the thing that we have done is that we made it to where you receive residual income from all your friends that come on your page. So we're going to use Pastor Pinckney as an example. So Pastor Pinckney joined the site. He gets, let's just say he has 3,000 people that he brought in under him. Pastor Pinckney now makes $3,000 a month continually.
I like that.
As long as the people are on the site, right? So what we're trying to do here is we're trying to create a small the Black Wall Street on social media. This is a place where we come and we communicate with each other the way we want to communicate. It's a place where we buy and sell amongst ourselves so we can try to keep the dollars rotating through our communities and our businesses at least 20 times before it go out to the other nation. You know what I'm saying? So this is also a way for you to get in yourself in a situation where you don't even have to worry about money like that, right? Because we also have new packages that's about to start. So some people might just want to pay $1 a month. Well, the way that it is, it's set up right now, they got to pay $2.99. And then every time somebody pays $2.99, $1 will go to you if they came in under you, right? But the other packages, you might make $5 a month. Some people might say, I want to pay them $5 a month. I want to pay them $10 a month. I want to pay them $20 to $50 to $100 a month. But they have to be consistent on paying their monthly fees, right? So, and then after whatever one you choose and you get enough people under you, it's free anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, So that's our whole goal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. So if I paid $2.99, that would be for the whole month, right?
For the whole month.
Okay. And on that, what are some of the things I can do with that?
It, like I said, it's very, very similar to Facebook. You can create your own pages. It's like a social media platform. So anything that you do on social media, you're going to be able to do. You're going to be able to go live. You're going to have your own rooms. You can do chats. You can do video streams. We have our own video. When I say video stream, we have our own YouTube now, too. So you don't have to broadcast on, go to YouTube first. You go to our page, your own page first, and then you take it to YouTube. You go to our page first, then you go to Facebook, Instagram. You know what I mean? And so this way, we'll be able to have more control over the content that we're trying to bring out to people. You know what I'm saying? So it's awesome. It's already up and running right now. So
I always remember you with this electronic stuff. You was always on top of that.
Yeah, man.
I was proud of you and you and my boy. I was proud of y'all because y'all was two guys that had this type of job that I didn't know nobody else in this whole country had the job that you two had.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So what we've been doing stuff that's going to change the world, you know, and a lot of things that we was doing, we was before our time. Like, this ain't our first time making our own social media. We made our own social media 12 years ago, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't that time for it. So now we bringing it back up, and so now we got our own social media. It's for everybody. Anybody can get on. We don't have no rules or regulations. It ain't just black people that's going to be on here, but it's black owned. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's based around us. It's the foundation is us, which we need, you know. And this gives us the opportunity to do, you know, many different things that we need to do. You know, we're going to be trying to become a bank. We're going to try to become a bank so we can be the ones who help our business owners get out there. They don't have to go to the bank to go get a loan. They come through us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't have to go get a loan for your house. You can come through us. You know what I'm saying? So our whole purpose is to create a structure to where now we can have more control of what we want to do for ourselves and our family. We have several millionaires and stuff getting involved, and it's just it's blowing up.
Wow!
It's blowing
so
up.
So you said so in other words, y'all got like a bank or a credit union too?
We actually have it's in the process of us coming out with our own crypto coin, and it's going to be called Quam Coin. So right now the site is made to where when you want to buy something on the site, you turn your money into Quam Coin, and then you go and buy everything with that. And so this is going to give us our own money source, or you know, and we're going to create the value of that coin with everybody participating.
Wow, that's huge. You know, that's what got Gaddafi killed. He tried, you know, he wanted to create his own money. He didn't want to deal with the American dollar no more.
Mm-hmm.
So
I already know this kind of stuff we doing right here. This some high level stuff right here. They never thought a brother from Compton would come up with stuff like this, but yeah, we did because we got the power of most high with it. So
wow, Malak, this is huge. This is really big time stuff. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that my listeners understand what you're saying because I tell you, this is gigantic. You know, I'm impressed with you.
Yeah, we're talking to the Muslims right now. They coming in. We're talking to the Moors right now. They coming in. And everybody going to have, you know, when you go into social media, you create your own world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So whatever
content
that you want to see on a daily basis is all based on your friends that you have. You know what I'm saying? So the Muslims can have their own little thing. The Moors can have their own little thing. Hebrews got their own little thing. White people got their own little thing. Everybody going to have their own little thing. But at the same time, we making money just being on social media all day. You know, Zuckerberg, he made $6 billion off of Facebook, and nobody got, not one of us got $1.
That's right.
I got 5,000 friends, 2,000 followers, 6,000 people that want to be my friend, and I didn't get $1 off that site.
Right.
And so what we do on this site.
You're lucky he didn't ask you to pay, knowing him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what we do right now is we actually make the people like, we like going to business together. They like shareholders, you know, in the company. And it's all, it becomes your own business. You know, you get you some flyers, you get you some business cards, you go around passing out your code. People get on there every day. Next thing you know, you got $5,000 a month.
Wow. Wow.
Or more. Because it never ends. If you got 100,000 followers, you're going to make 100,000 a month. You know, you're an independent contractor on this site. So you're responsible for your own taxes and all that. But that's what
everybody is signing up for.
Yeah.
And you can have any, you can make up your own page or whatever, huh?
Yeah. It's like Facebook but better. And what I'm gonna do is we actually supposed to be having a presentation of it later tonight. And what I can do if people are interested in coming to the presentation, I'm gonna give you my email address, and everybody from my email address when you come in, you're going under Pinckney. You're going to be his right? So if he gets $500, he's going to be making $500 a month or more, depending on what package you want to choose. But everybody that called from this email that I'm finna give, and they say they want to be a part of it, we're going to make sure that all of these people go under Pinckney. Because he needs it.
Absolutely.
You know, when
absolutely.
Is
I love it. I love it.
So this is how we... Yeah, go ahead.
I love what you're saying because, see, we have to change the way we do business. We don't create nothing, you know. And now I'm listening to you talking about creating so many things that, you know, that's legit, you see. And to me, that's the most important thing. This is powerful. You know, this is huge. Man, I'm impressed with Malak. Yeah,
you know, Donald Trump got his own social media
I'm
too.
I'm definitely going to try to join myself. I'm going to try to join myself and see can we do something.
You're going to have to because I'm going to give my email address out. And all of your listeners that's listening right now that want to be a part of it and help Pastor Pinckney, they all going under you.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So my email address right now is Malak, M-A-L-A-K, Shalom, S-H-A-L-O-M, 72@gmail.com. Once again, that's Malak, Shalom, 72@gmail.com. If you're interested in coming to a presentation, leave your email address, and then I will email you the link. And anybody who email me, you're going under Pinckney. And then you will get your own link from that point to bring in your own people and family members and friends and people that you meet.
Uh-huh.
And then we all making money together.
Right on. Hey, say this that again. Give me about your email again.
It's Malak, M-A-L-A-K, S-H-A-L-O-M. That's a Shalom. 72@gmail.com. This is going to be great for like a lot of artists, a lot of public speakers, leaders everywhere, because now we're going to be getting supported from what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? So Pastor Pinckney do so much, and I know he never asked people for money. I've been over his house. I done been there with him, and I done seen him do everything for free and never ask for anything, right? So this is going to be an avenue. If you find him to be a person that you would love to follow and keep all the information going, now instead of you just following and listening without giving, now you're going to be able to follow, listen, and give so he will be able to live the correct way that he needs to be living. Because if Pastor Pinckney had the finances, if he had the finances behind him, he can do a lot more for the community than what he's doing right now. This is what people don't understand.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what you saying is magical too. Because I tell you, we got to start doing our own thing. We got to figure out a way to keep these dollars circulating in our community. And I don't like those the Indians in our community because once you take your money to them, they take it out of the community. Also, I don't like the way they talk to my people. I don't like that, you know, but we still spend our money with them, and we spend every dime that we have, and then they cheat us. They cheat the little kids. They cheat people because a lot of us can't count, you know, and they know that, and they take advantage of everything they can, so you have to be aware. I want to see a way where we can start circulating money in our community. That's what I want to see. I want to see us building our community up for our children, for the future of our children. This is what I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to make the sacrifice for that purpose. But look, you got a couple of more minutes to say something, but I want you to keep on that email because everybody didn't write it down. I'm going to tell you just like it is. I know how my brothers and sisters think. They don't, they only wrote down Malak. That's all they wrote. They didn't get the rest of it. So you don't have to take your time these last 2 minutes. That's all I want you to talk about that email, because I want these people to get on board.
All right, here's the email again, real nice and slow. Malak, M-A-L-A-K, Shalom, S-H-A-L-O-M, 72, at Gmail. I'm going to do it again.
Oh,
Malak,
that's easy, yeah.
M-A-L-A-K, S-H-A-L-O-M, 2, at gmail.com. If you're interested in a presentation, actually seeing the site for yourself with all of the everything explained to you so you can see it, if you're interested in doing that, please email me and we will give you the time and the place. And anybody that come in, you're going to be supporting Pastor Pingley. He's going to go up under
Amen.
Him.
You see, I already know my good friend. I know my good friend Martina. I know she gonna dig into that because she supports black businesses and stuff like that. So I know what she gonna do. My good friend, Belinda too. Belinda, she on there. She'll get it too. But you know what? I mean, this is big, man. This is bigger than life. But look, I got to move on. I got a lot of callers, and I got to bring in my good friend Marcina before she have a our shield. So I got to bring her in, and because she's a strong supporter of black businesses. So I want to make sure that she is part of that. Listen, I got to let you go, big fella. And listen, hey, I always appreciate you. Let's talk soon.
All right, Shalom.
All right, my brother. All right, that's my good friend. Let me bring in the one and only. There's not even two of this young lady. Marcina Cole. She supports black businesses. Marcina Cole,
that's
talk
right,
to
Rev. Bingley.
I know
that's
you do.
Right. You know what? You making me laugh talking about me. But I really, I want to hear more about the gentleman, your friend in California. After I hang up for you and get the information in regards to social media, black social media, that's what I wanted. But it takes a collective effort for black people to come together and get off this page, because this man, he's makes billions of dollars and don't give up nothing. What do you call it? Mark Zuckerberg or whatever his name is, the own Facebook, instead of putting black folks in jail with them when it comes down to white supremacists and all the stuff that they post that's very derogatory toward people of color, they don't go to Facebook jail. So they're able to speak, their mind. So that's a good thing that your friend has an alternative so we can focus on building our network instead of their network. But Reverend Pinkney, I wanted to say here, a lot going on. With the Rittenhouse what happened and all that. He was acquitted with five different charges. But what all started is this Ahmaud Arbery last year. He was jogging, and when you're jogging around the neighborhood or park or whatever, white folks don't call the police and whatever. Then folks don't. So the man claiming there was a suspect, which was no call, about this so-called person that's supposed to have been in the neighborhood where the white folks live. They claiming that he looks like this felon, which they really didn't. I think they didn't even find that so-called call to the police. All I know, they try to make a citizen arrest with this gentleman. Running. He has a right to run on the sidewalk or whatever, park or whatever. And so three guys approached him. And anyway, he's deceased. He died. And, the trial is still going on right now. It's supposed to be 9 charges, who murder and aggravated assault. But right now, the court, you know, when it came down to defendants, you know, saying, you know, this would happen here, and we rest on our case or whatever. So they have not gotten to a verdict. But the problem is what I'm having with this case, Armory, with the situation where there's only one black person being the juror. And we have these various cases that come to a court and just one black person. So that's disturbing.
And,
you know,
usually when you have one black person, he gonna side with them white folks every time.
Yeah, and that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
When they interview the jurors, when they handpick them, whatever, you know, they exclude a lot of them, thinking that they were going to be partial towards the black man, the person that got murdered. And so they figured that, you know, the prosecutors, you know, are basically going to just say, you know, that he's, you know, this person is guilty, the defendant is guilty. So they didn't want that. He wants to eliminate, you know, when he chooses people, he's going to choose white folks except the one black guy. So anyway, and then during the court, they have the pastors, black pastors, and then one defendant attorney saying that he objected to them and he wanted them to be removed. Jesse Jackson and some other famous civil rights times were there. And he wanted all the black pastors to be removed, and then the next day over 100 came there to the courtroom. So we always being targeted. They always want to claim self-defense. These people are in a pickup truck, these three guys, and, I mean, how can he set self-defense when they're shooting folks in the back, like you mentioned earlier? So we're dealing with this. And then one of the attorneys said he wanted a mistrial. Well, he mentioned about the pastors, but he wanted a mistrial because the mother of the victim, he's deceased, Ahmed Arbery, mother was crying in court. Of course she was crying in court. But he wanted a mistrial because she cried in court. Now, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. But yet, though one of the defendants had cried because his son is also, one of the defendants' son was involved in the, killing the black man. And he cried in court, but they weren't crying foul on that. So we got different strokes for different when it comes down to white folks, white privilege and all that. But with Rittenhouse, he has five charges which he was cleared of: first degree intentional homicide, attempted first degree intentional homicide, first degree reckless homicide, first degree recklessly endangering safety, and first degree recklessly endangering safety. So anyway, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. But it's unfortunate when he cried also self-defense. You know, the black, when it comes down to a black person and the officer shoots to kill a black man, a black woman, a black child, and they cry self-defense, you know what I mean? I mean, how can he self-defense the black person where the police had approached the black person and say that he was basically he felt threatened? And this person doesn't have a weapon. He still kills them. And they get exonerated. So you got this here, Kyle Rittenhouse, and he basically is he's walking free. He's a millionaire. This trash person, this ignorant Rittenhouse, had this semi-automatic. So you bring this to this protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and he claimed that he felt threatened. You know, he shot one person in the heart, and I think the other person in the back. So he shot and killed two people. And so, but anyway.
The one he shot in the back, I think he survived. Mm-hmm.
Which one is in the back? Okay. Well, they had two of them. Well, two
right.
Got killed, and one
killed two.
And one was injured. But nevertheless, mm-hmm. he had his weapon to kill more people than just white people. He basically, anybody white that was supporting black cause, as definitely he didn't care about that. He was going to shoot them down. They were all his enemy. That's why he came there from Illinois. So we dealing with this when it comes down to white privilege, when we get pulled over by the police and we ask to raise our arms up and all that, still get shot. Trayvon Martin, this Zimmerman, we want to do a citizen arrest on him. And he got killed because he had candy in his hand. And Zimmerman claiming he was doing his duty, self-defense. And I mean, so the court is not for black people. And we're just in trouble because it's sending a real bad message with these white people with their white privileges that exist in every level. They get treated better with the police department. They have signs in front of their house that they love the police department because they're not getting shot and killed or permanently injured with paralysis. You know, so it's unfortunate that the fight continues for our rights. What are we going to do next? We got to watch our back because that Rittenhouse can carry a semi-automatic. You know,
and underage too. Remember, he was underage.
He was underage.
Cross state line, and everything.
He was 17 years of age, and they didn't mention that. And so you know, it's now these white folks is having a good time, having a party. I get attacked on Facebook with these white supremacists. They don't care about racism. They're in denial about that and want to argue with me when I have an opinion. And I would love to get on another social media site other than Facebook because they're watching us but not watching them. And I don't know what's going to happen to the three those defendants that killed, you know, Aubrey. You know, because it's just terrible with going on, and we're going to hear more and more cases. You got a lot of whites who had actually killed other whites and didn't serve a day in prison. But you got this Rittenhouse. You know, he's got a job offer to make six figures. Really? To make six figures. So he's a millionaire because they have, you know, so anyway –
He's gonna get it. They got a surprise for that slam ball.
Well, that's what I was wondering about because somebody is not happy with results of what happened in that court. Well, like you know, we talked about that last week. We knew he was gonna get acquitted, and a whole lot of other folks knew that he was gonna get acquitted. I was not surprised, and many black folks weren't surprised. But these white folks were so happy. Tell me why they so happy because this white man killed some people. That shows how much hate and demonic they are.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And so about what racism is because they don't know what it is and they don't care about it because it's not happening to them. They can go to bars, act a fool, and fight in there. They don't get shot by the police. The police might not even hardly ride up and down the streets where they party, and I especially in Royal Oak, Michigan, they have a good time.
Yeah.
Nothing happens to those people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but when we do it, we're being watched, and then we possibly get arrested. We can pass a stop sign, and we'll be approached by an officer that's gonna make your life miserable, and you might end up dead. This is how they feel.
Yeah.
So. When, you know, I mean, actually, you know, this stuff that happened, colonialism in America with the indigenous people, millions of indigenous people that was here before they claimed Columbus discovered America, but them white folks have always felt they were privileged. And we're talking about for centuries. And we're supposed to ignore this? We can't undo what's already been done for centuries. So what we got to do, we got to make our race stronger. To fight against this atrocities, this happiness, this hate that's surrounding us.
We got to eliminate all these sellouts. All these sellouts got to go. We don't want to.
It's a lot of them. Sellouts.
Oh, It got to be a lot. Look at Dugan. Who going to vote for Dugan for mayor? What black person they right now to vote for him?
Well, he's a crook. He's very dangerous.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You know what, Reverend Pinckney, when that election years ago and he got kicked off the ballot because of, you know, the question about where he lived and whatever, he got kicked off the ballot because one of them had challenged him, and they got, so that part was the step to get him off the ballot, and he still won. So he had help to win because ain't no, he not going to get no, I'll say,
I don't believe for 1 second he won. He stole that election. Ain't no way he ain't gonna win nothing. There's no write-in, and black people can't spell his name. So I know if you don't spell his name right, you can't count that vote.
You can't count the vote. And then some of them even wrote down Mickey Mouse on there with the write-in candidate. They didn't even have his name right. They didn't spell it right or anything. That wasn't gonna happen. I believe he had some help within the political structure in the city of Detroit, a clerk. City clerk or whatever. He had some help with corporate, whatever. Somebody did some illegal stuff to bring him in office.
Absolutely.
Put him in office.
Absolutely.
And then the second time they voted for him, so anyway, what we got here, like 12 years, I mean, you know, we need some term limits. Because, this man is out, he's out there with all his wrongdoing, and people see that, hear about it, know about it, and you still vote for the person. I don't get it.
I mean, well, we got some sick folks, man. You know, we can sit around here and cry all the time. We like cry, baby. We cry. And then we go around here trying to find a white butt to kiss. You know, and that's our history. Look, I got to let you go.
Okay.
So, listen. So, you hang in there. You hear? And, hey, don't forget that number. You know, get that email and tune in.
I'll get that up. I'll get that number, but can I just say this real quick, Reverend Pinckney, that remember Emmett Till back in 1955, and he was the shoot of awakened. Well, guess what? So those people who killed him because based on one of the wives, he was in the store buying some bubble gum or penny candy, whatever. And anyway, those white people. Because of the wife, I guess she's in store, or whatever. She claiming that he said something derogatory to her and whistled at her, whatever. So they kidnapped him from his house and they beat him mercilessly. We couldn't even recognize. I seen some horrible photos of it. Anyway, they killed him. Did an overkill on Emmett Till. But guess what? Because it was an all white jury. Of the Milan and Roy Bryan, those two people that killed that poor young man. He would have been like 80 years old, I think, this year. But anyway, they murdered him, and the parents did not get the family did not get no justice because the attorneys for those guys who killed those monsters that killed. Emmett Till says, you know, our ancestors will get real angry, if you charge them with any crime, you know, these guys kill Emmett Till. So anyway, so it was some real horrible things written in the paper, all this other stuff. So they were not guilty. They walked straight. We got Rittenhouse. We're in 21st century. We got Rittenhouse. We can name a whole bunch of white folks who got off.
There you go. You know, all right now.
Slate clean. Okay, then take care of them. Okay, thanks.
All right, then.
Bye-bye. All right.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. That was my good friend, and the one and only. The one and only. There's not even two of her. Marcina Cole. James, are you there? Talk to me.
Hey, what's going on, Reverend Pinckney?
What's up, big fella? What's up? You know, we're just rocking and rolling rocking.
Hey, you know, as long as you had that lead in the water up in Ben Harbor, I find it awful strange you needed a forklift. All of these black pastors go down to Georgia, but they won't help the peoples up north. Isn't that something? All that silver through money that they've been collecting, they can't get a hollow for Reverend Pinckney and the black folks up in Ben Harbor? You know what we need to start doing? We need to start just talking about what's going on in our state. Let everybody black defend their own state. And it's showing that these black pastors are not for nobody black. Greed has not set in. How are you going to bring Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson? When you lost the city of Detroit, where was Al Sharpton at then? Where was Jesse Jackson, the biggest black city in America, Detroit? Not one pastor would march downtown. But you got a million man march, and you can't march downtown Detroit. Everybody tell you, go to Washington, D.C. when Congress is not even in the building. Well, I would assume the bus driver should have told Al Sharpton, hey, don't you know they're on vacation, sir? Don't you know they're on vacation? Then when they come back, Al Sharpton says, we're going to go back in 2 weeks. Well, you should have waited 2 weeks before you left. See,
you're right.
Nobody black that used to be for blacks are for black folks anymore. If you're not killed by a white man or a white cop, these black pastors, civil rights activists, they don't give a hoot. Now, they always talk about Martin Luther King. Will Martin Luther King sell out his people? Well, Martin Luther King, he would have went to Ben Harbor. Martin Luther King would have.
Yeah.
These black pastors is not going nowhere. They're not for black folks. They have earned and got too much money. Too much money. That's what it's all about. Who was that made that song, They're Selling On Mama for Money? I believe it was the Dramatics. A brother was selling on mother for some money. They done sold the black race out. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X were how old when they got assassinated? 39 years old. They couldn't reach the age of 40. Look who's seeking for us now. How old are them? You see? How old are they? How old are they? See?
Yeah.
This is why the black race, you need to get your neighbors back. This is why you got vacant houses in these cities. Your neighbor was your power. Your neighbor was your power. You could run next door because your neighbor lived just like you in a slum neighborhood.
Yeah.
These other people that speak for black folk, they don't live nowhere around you. But you talk to them every day on the radio, don't you? Every day you talk to them. Ask one of them for help and see what they tell you. See? Ask one of them for help. There is no way Ben Harper shouldn't have
help. And that's why black folks is in this position today. They got black folks being so selfish that they only care about the future of their own children. This is how like we got this guy here, you know, we don't even know how much damage this guy done by him not sounding the alarm. And the bad part, this guy tried to tell everybody the Republicans is responsible. How the Republican response? It's your house. Your house is on fire. At least call the fire department.
That's right.
What is wrong
Reverend
with these people?
Reverend Pinion, anybody that's a black mayor, they have failed their black people. Every mayor that was black in the state of Michigan on this lead in the water have failed. They have failed their own race. It failed them. Because if you was a mayor, how can you come on national TV and say, well, I have proof that the governor said the water was safe to drink? Where is your proof if you was a mayor? Where is your proof? That's what I like to know. Where is the proof? When someone asks a mayor a question, don't try to answer it with a question.
Yeah.
And that's what's wrong.
I agree.
See, our new friends are our new enemies. There's more white folks that love black folks than black folks that love black folks.
There you go. There you go. There you go. See, black people, they love keeping that foot on your neck for that white man. You know, they love it.
That's
they
right.
They love it. You know, and then they try to act like they. You know, here's another thing, James. Listen to this. Then you can hear them. They be talking black all the time. Every word come out of their mouth. My new name is a nuke the pook. You know, all that kind of stuff, and don't mean none of that stuff. Don't mean a thing.
It's no way. It's no way
you can get.
That's right. It's no way a national network in Detroit, Michigan, Louis Farrakhan, they got a mosque on 7 Mile and Evergreen. Why does these people go to Ben Harbor? If it was white folks in trouble, they would go. But then again, you got a black mayor. That's the problem. If you had a white mayor, they would come because then they would try to do a civil suit for you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But since you got a black mayor, there's no money involved in it. There's no money.
Yeah.
There's no money in helping poor blacks. The money is in keeping poor blacks poor. That's where the money is at.
Absolutely. So, I agree 100%. You know, and black folks, well, you know, we've been singing the same song over and over again. The same song. We have, for the last 20 years, we've been singing the same song. And and what makes it so bad, we got these guys. This is what gets me. These guys want to be talk black. I changed my name to a Nuke the Fook. You know, I'm now a full-blooded African. You know, and out here sneaking around, kissing white folks' butt, trying to get a few dollars. You know, and that's how it is. And I can only talk about one guy that I know that the Nation of Islam, because I love the Nation of Islam. I love Minister Farrakhan. But I don't like no buck kisser. I tell you, I think that, you know, he should mail that bow tie in and no bean pies. you got to send those bean pies Federal Express, because, you know, you can't hold them too long. You know, you can't send them by mail. You know, so you got to send them.
Hey, Reverend. Uh-huh. Maybe they should get rid of the bean pies and get some black eyed peas in them beans. Get some black eyed peas pie. That's what they need. Now, that's what they need to get. Black eyed peas.
Yeah. Well,
They fail to realize one thing. If they get rid of all poor blacks, the blacks who was a sellout, you know they're gonna call them the N word then.
Yeah. Absolutely. And to me, ain't nothing worse than a black man trying to kiss somebody white butt just to take a selfie with him. You know, I mean, to me, that's a no. Like the lieutenant governor came here, I wouldn't have had no intention of him meeting with him. But to me, if they don't come here with their checkbook, ain't no reason for me to meet with you. Why I'm gonna meet with you? You know, I don't see reason in the world to even hold a conversation with you if you ain't got that checkbook with you. Because we got to make this city whole, and I don't need no selfie with you, ain't nothing in this world I can get out and taking a selfie with you, you know, ain't nothing, too many people to even think that he's taking a picture with. He must be a real sellout now, you know.
You got a lot of sellouts. Yeah. See, one thing about you, Reverend Pinckney, you fighting for your people. You ain't go on the news and say, I got proof. Mm-hmm. See, you didn't do that.
No.
You fighting for your people. You didn't go on there and say, I got proof that the governor knew the water was unsafe, but you didn't come out with your proof. See, you ain't that type of people. You ain't selling your people out. These mayors in these states sold out their own race of people. And Fox 2 News got the recording, so they can't deny it. Anytime you go on the news and you make that statement, you got the proof, but you didn't come with your proof. Then you say it's not enough money in the settlement. Well, you didn't bring your proof. If you brought your proof, you might have got four or five times the amount.
Absolutely.
Fight
you said
for your
magic word.
That's right. Fight. Yep. Even if you lose, go down fighting. Don't go down as
there
a sellout.
There you go. Then, just stop about yourself and start thinking about the future about you. That's where we really got the ball. Well, look, Jay, we just about ran out of time. And I tell you, but next week, same time, same station.
You got
we'll
it.
Talk to you
got it.
Very, very soon. Take care of yourself and give everybody a big, hey, Reverend Pinckney said it's going down. Good night, all.
I'm with you.
All right now.